Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. So, Cleo, just to set the stage for you, we're ancient Greece, 490 BC.
Mm-hmm.
Communication doesn't work the way it does in the modern world, where people need to go and tell someone a message, they need to physically do it, as I'm sure you already know. And that's when our hero, Pheidippides, comes into play. He was tasked, as I was telling you, from running from Marathon to Athens during the first Persian invasion of Greece.
Mm-hmm.
So Persians started invading. Athens needed to know what was going on. So Pheidippides was told he needed to run to Athens and tell this story. And so he ran 150 miles in 2 days. So it was 42 kilometers from Marathon to Athens.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had to run back.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So
I looked it up. So from my house in the plateau to the Loyola campus of Concordia, it is 10 kilometers of it's like a 30 minute drive. It's 10 kilometers. So doing that four times. So to run there and back and then there and back is what he was doing, which is absolutely insane. I could not make it even halfway there running 100%.
No, it's ridiculous. Like it said it was in the 2 days, it was 240 kilometers.
Wow.
And what's so funny about this story is like this legend has kind of been like muddled over the years, right? So they don't really know, even if at this point, if the guy's name was even Pheidippides.
Mm-hmm.
But it stayed in this legend with the whole like idea of running a marathon, and that distance he ran is actually the length of a marathon. I think it's 42 kilometers in reality. Mm-hmm. It was said here, right? There's a poem here. Yeah. So there was a traditional poem his name was first used. This is what it was. So when Persia was dust and cried to Acropolis, run Pheidippides, one race once more, then the mead is thy due. Athens is saved. Thank Pan, go shout. He flung down his shield and ran like fire once more. And the space twixt in the fennel field and Athens was stumble again, a field of which the fire runs through. Till he broke, rejoice we conquer, like wine through clay, joy in his blood bursting at his heart, the bliss. And so this poem was actually cited as the inspiration of another guy who ended up bringing the marathon to the modern Olympics. So we'll talk more about that in a little bit, because right now I got some songs for you guys. But yeah, what do you think so far? I've just been talking at you.
Oh my gosh, no, it's crazy. I think just the kind of like celebrity status that athletes had in ancient Rome and ancient Greece and Athens is so crazy, and it's warranted for sure, because they were just immensely strong people. The Olympics as an idea was so crazy, and like the fact that they were performed like nude, and we still have so many of the events that were originated then is it's so fascinating to hear about.
And so that kind of comes into play, actually. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. Why, like the events from ancient Greece still kind of being around.
Mm-hmm.
There's like statues of this guy in ancient Greece, which is cool.
Oh, wow.
You know? And like to think, you know, he's hailed as like this crazy athlete. And it's like, he was just doing his job.
He's running.
So to give you guys a little break, we got up next for our songs, we got Kids by Pup and Free Animal by Death From Above, 1979, two great Canadian bands, just bringing at you some punk and some alternative. So keep that dial trained right here on Working Title. Welcome back, everyone, to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. Was it so where were we? We were talking about Pheidippides. And you're right. Like, the athletes are kind of like put on this pedestal, I feel like, for us, literally. You know, today. And literally. And that's funny. I didn't even think about that. and this guy was straight up just doing his job, right? And you should see, like, there's so many statues. There's so many depictions. They have there's apparently a road in, like, his Wikipedia. There's Marathon Road in Greece. And you can, like, there's, like, a statue of him on the side. But what I wanted to say kind of earlier, what was so funny is, like, so the story's kind of been muddled, like, a little bit over the years. And the common ending is, you know, he runs all the way from Marathon, like, first he runs from Athens to Marathon to tell them, you know, what to do to get to send help. And then he runs back from Marathon to Athens to say, we won.
Yeah.
And apparently the story goes when he came back and gave the news that they won, he collapsed dead from exhaustion.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And so that is why Pheidippides has kind of been immortalized as this hero who gave his life to give the message, you know. And there's debate being like, this couldn't have happened. Why wouldn't they give him a horse? You know, and like stuff like that, you know. But then there's arguments that are like, oh, well, it was the rocky and mountainous terrain in the area. Maybe that's why, you know.
Debated. There's speculation.
And it's kind of remembered as this, like, this story in their mythology as they believed, like, his they believed it was important, like, Pan kind of, like, returned the favor of seeing this kind of feat to the Athenian troops by giving them, you know, he kind of gave them, like, a boon of fearlessness. And the reason it goes that way is because they're saying he gave them the opposite of panic, which is what he normally does to people, which I don't know if you knew this, but panic, the word panic comes from the Greek god Pan, you know, the satyr with the flute.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And it's because it was said, like, he would curse people with the panic, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's funny to think, like, even back then people were having panic attacks, you know, and people were like, yeah, it's just the gods, you know, giving you a hard time.
Just this, like, half horse. what is he? He's half
he's half, like, goat. He's a satyr.
Goat.
It's like he's,
yes,
like a goat, yes, with, like, yeah, hooves and,
like, a little flute thing just wandering around.
Exactly.
Making people go.
Exactly. Making people hyperventilate.
It's just Pan. Bringing
it's
back,
like, the panic. It's like, reading that, it makes me laugh, thinking, like, even thousands of years later, humanity still doesn't understand mental health.
Yeah. I wish we could just say that, you know, like, when you have a panic attack, there's a half goat man that's, like, playing you a tune, and it's just like, this is my problem. I just, this man goat thing follows me around and stresses me out. Exactly. So it's, you know, go to therapy for 6 years and we still don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
Wow, that's,
oh,
so
man,
funny.
I know. So there you go. And so yeah, like, they kind of cite, you know, Pan, like, the story kind of being involved with Pan and whatever. But there's just, like, mythical, like throughout the years, like, different people have kind of written about this story, and, like, you know, it's always with Pheidippides, like, a certain kind of parts, like, change of, like, his run, depicting the actual story of the run and maybe some things he had to get around, you know. And it was used to kind of, like, as a kind of teaching moment of, like, always to kind of, like, persevere, even if the odds seemed like they were, like, stacked against you, or it wasn't necessarily important. But you know, a lot of people say that, you know, actual contemporary historians would have recorded in a, such an event, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's why people think it's just maybe like a made up story or an embellished story, if anything.
I mean, yeah, I guess that's pretty, that's valid.
I mean, it's been long enough, right? You know, yeah. It's like, for all we know, there was a couple people that ran and delivered the message, and Pheidippides was just the poor guy that was the one that walked into Athens both times. Cause like, yeah. I would imagine it's like a relay, right? Mm-hmm. You know, one guy delivers the message to the dude sitting at the corner of that Greek statue and the place where Narcissus was looking at himself.
I imagine the conversations they have, like in the handing over of the message or the metaphorical baton would be funny. Like, so this is what's happening, or like some like
statement. Just a game of telephone.
And then somebody messes it up on the second one, and then
the Russians are invading. What?
Yeah.
How did
I think he said this, but I don't know.
He kept
maybe it was this.
He kept saying Urgin, so I thought of the
erosion, maybe like the cliffs are gonna crumble into the sea.
Exactly. I couldn't figure it out, but this story was used as kind of an inspiration to revamp the modern Olympic Games, and so there was a man named Baron Pierre von Coubertin. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's a Frenchman, and apparently it was, I think it was 18, let's see, I think it was, yeah, it was 1892. He was like, he kind of reestablished the Olympic Committee in France and was really pushing. He hosted like a banquet of a bunch of like French sports clubs, and he was trying to push to have the Olympics again. And he wanted to revamp them by having them in ancient Greece. Or not in ancient Greece, in Greece again. We went back in time. we'll get to that after our next two songs. We're gonna have our next two songs, and then we're gonna have an ad break, we're gonna get to talking a little bit more about how the modern marathon came to be.
Exciting! I am ready.
All right, and so coming up, we have the songs "Feeling Good" by the Sheepdogs, and I hope I pronounced this right, "Kinsu Lori" by Hey Rosetta.
I think there's actually supposed to be a T in there. It's a Kinsigatori, I think. It's
Kinsigatori. Okay, yeah.
It's a practice. I don't know if it's Japanese or. But they fill like broken vases and things with gold so that they like
because all like, the imperfections
sort of given another
like,
life.
I think that is Japanese. It's like they fix cracks and stuff with gold because like the imperfections are supposed to be like part of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that I think you're right. I think it is Japanese. But yeah. Without further ado, we're going to hit you guys with some of that. This has been, this is Working Title here on CJLO 1690 AM. And don't touch that dial.
Summer where I first saw you.
All right, guys, and welcome back to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. Yeah, we were talking about marathons and Pheidippides and his whole story. And you guys just were listening to "Feeling Good" by the Sheepdogs. And oh my God, Cleo, help me with the pronunciation of the Hey Rosetta song again.
Please. Okay, so the Hey Rosetta song is Kintsukori or Kuroi. But it is a Japanese practice of repairing broken pottery by mending the areas with lacquer dusted or mixed with powdered gold, silver, or platinum. And like it's, precious, I guess, metals. Yeah, more traditionally called kintsugi.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's really cool. And the song is beautiful. So.
Cool. Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely is. Like, I think I really like the vibe we got going today with all these songs. Very alternative. Very chill,
but nice. It's like
it starts off intense, our playlist today, and it gets very, very chill.
Yeah, that song is a perfect summer song. Like the first line of the song is like, "Bring that summer on your shoulders," or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful to enjoy the sunshine with.
Mm-hmm. And so, yes,
tell me about these.
Well, it was just to finish off the kind of end of it. So we had Coburton. Pierre de Coubertin.
I hope
I'm pronouncing that right. That's probably not at all.
Flex your Montreal living skills, Danny. Come on.
Yeah, right, exactly. Freddie would be so upset with me. hearing my butchering of this language. Coubertin was having this this banquet with all of his French athletic sports clubs to try and revamp the Olympic Games. And his suggestion was what if we kind of like, he's like, what if we had civilized Europeans kind of compete, like, it's quoted here, civilized Europeans, but I think it's quoting him directly and he was a bit racist, so I'm not going to finish this sentence. Okay. but he was basically suggesting that, like, oh, the world should have the Olympics together again, because there were Olympic Games apparently that would go on, but it would be like, oh, a country is just doing it, and it wasn't like an international event. So they formed the International Olympics Committee in 1896. And they were planning on doing the first modern Olympic Games in Athens, Greece. They wanted to restart it up, Olympics worldwide. This is how we're going to do it. And so in doing that, they had to come up with a bunch of, like, you know, official Olympic Games, right? Mm-hmm. And so there was stuff that they kept that they were like, okay, yeah, we can do discus, we can do, you know, hammer toss. Like, there was stuff there, you know, there were things that they were able to already kind of figure out and do. But they also had a lot of room to create, like, new events. And one of these events that that he created was from the suggestion of a guy named Mikhail Brial, who was a linguist and a historian. He brought the legend of Pheidippides to Coubertin. And Coubertin loved it. He loved the idea of, like, this long distance foot race to commemorate the effort. And so he thought it's going to be the grand finale. So the marathon, the first marathon that was held in 1896. It was 1896. He was going around in conferences, giving like a little speech and hyping up this marathon race, this 42 kilometer race. That you know, people would have to run, and everyone was, you know, cross country running was not a huge thing, so people were excited about this idea of, like, can somebody even run that long?
Yeah, right? Like, because, you know, the guy exactly. Died of exhaustion at the end of it. Like, exactly. I'm up for the challenge.
Like, literally, like, people were not sure, you know, if somebody could.
But it's dangerous. It's exciting. It's like, I'm just
picturing, you can't go to the Olympics this year, John. You're gonna die.
Oh man. Oh, to be fair, I mean, they pushed their athletes to a very intense level, perhaps. Absolutely. Too far.
Absolutely. And yeah, you know, and it's because the marathon was such a big hit at that first, you know, Olympics, it not only stayed as the Olympic sport, but some participants from Boston got so like hyped up and excited about this race that the following year, 1897, I didn't know it was literally that old. Like it was the Olympics. And then oh my God, I almost cursed again, but I didn't. And then literally 1 year later, was it April 1896 or 1997, the Boston Marathon had its first race, and it's been going on ever since. Yeah. Right? Like how insane
That's
is that?
Crazy.
And it's all because of some guy allegedly named Pheidippides ran and collapsed, telling Athens that the Persian army was defeated at the Battle of Marathon.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Crazy. I feel like that's, like, if you're ever like, why do we do this today? Yeah. Like, where did this cultural practice come from? If you're white, you know, and you're like, just some random freaking thing. And it's just always like some guy in Rome or Greece decided that this should be a thing. And now we've done it for Asia. Millennia to come. Yeah, exactly.
It's like over here in North America, nothing is that old. Right. It's like we're lucky enough to be in Quebec where like Quebec City is like the oldest, you know, city as far as I know in North America, right? You know, like maybe one of the like Florida colonies or something like Fort Lauderdale or whatever, but I'm pretty sure Quebec City came way before Fort Lauderdale, you know.
That makes sense. I don't know a lot about how old cities in North
America. I'm saying, like I as far as I know, Montreal is the only like walled city in North America. And it's like, that's how old it is. It's like, they were still doing that, you know? And then they kind of were like, this is not worth the time.
Yeah.
And so, yes, that's my story of marathons. We're going to hit you with an ad break and then we'll be back for our little sign off for our grand re-debut of Working Title.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's been a good time. Alrighty, guys. So, stay tuned. We're going to hit you with some Pack AD right now.